brick walls coated with Teflon by Lucretia Ackfield. The brick wall was coated with Teflon. It stood there staring back. Everything she threw at it, it just kept sliding back. So she walked around the side to see what she could see, but all she could see was more Teflon as far as the eye could see. Eventually, she lay down and stared up at the sky, the Teflon shadow stretching over her, but there was nothing else that she could try. To shift the weight it pinned her down, she was gasping her last breath. Or so she thought, then something moved, and she got up instead. She knew there were cracks not far inside that Teflon-covered wall, but it wasn't up to her to budget. It wasn't up to her at all. She put on her hat, she put on her shoes, and left her calling card. Well, actually, truth be told, she left more than several cards. She stuck her cards with super glue all over that goddamn wall. Those cards stuck, didn't even move in the breeze. They weren't going anywhere at all. And every time she passed by, she simply stuck on another. That goddamn wall would have to collapse. She wasn't giving up. No, she wasn't, my brother. But that wall was fucking determined. It preferred the safety of Teflon. But she didn't care about any of that. She didn't care about the Teflon. She'd keep leaving her calling card. It was printed in colours of light. That wall, it didn't stand a chance against all that beautiful light. Eventually, the Teflon would be consumed by the light of those sweet cards. The black would fade to leave all the cracks, all the indelible scars. She would run her fingers through them, all those faulty lines. She would reach deep within, or maybe not. Who could surmise? What would happen when the Teflon left and revealed all that was hidden? So much love, so well protected, so hidden from normal vision. Perhaps she would just know it was there, as days turned weeks, turned months, her life expanding and then contracting, seeking always love. But walls are harsh, so very hard, wiser ones would say. But it's the cracks that lie deep within. I love them, she would say. Life is full of faults and pain, and some use that Teflon. To repel all other advances, they prefer to keep it on. And that is fine, to be sure. There's nothing wrong with that. Although perhaps there is actually something profoundly wrong with that. Imagine if they moved the black, moved that dark Teflon, and instead they let the light flood in, or the darkness could be gone. What did she know, anyway, about anything, any of that? All the plain eye could see was Teflon staring back. But she would keep leaving her calling cards. That glue was really strong. Was the Teflon stronger, she wondered, as she kept on keeping on? She didn't know. Maybe she was wrong to believe in any of that. Maybe she was wrong to believe the darkness was merely an act. Fanciful flights circling her brain, they flew straight to her heart. She was happy right then to let them fly. The light still filled her heart.